Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Well, we are loading this plate up. We want to see how much he can handle. It's a lot easier to put too much on and then scale it back if necessary than do too little and then wish that we could have pushed the envelope a little bit more. So, yeah, there's a lot on his plate. There's a lot on all those players' plates right now.
That is Ben Johnson talking about Caleb Williams. He said, we're going to let you taste this and see if you like it before we just waste a whole serving. That's how I took that anyway. You know, you go to the buffet the first trip. Sometimes you're just like, well, I don't know what that is really, but I'm going to take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. And then you sample everything, some things you don't like. And then when you go back the next time, you're loading up.
You're just getting a plate of whatever you really liked.
Usually it's just bacon, but yes. But yes.
And then six or seven desserts, too. That's always the problem at those buffets. It's like you think you're finally done gorging yourself.
And there's a whole table of just desserts.
Yeah.
And with an ice cream machine.
With an ice cream machine.
Maybe a sundae bar.
With sprinkles. Right.
All the things. Jimmy sprinkles, whatever you want to call them.
It's a problem. I once went to the Old Country Buffet with my good friend Dan Levy. And we did the buffet thing, well, you know, two or three trips up. He comes back then with a full tray of like six or seven different desserts. And he was like, no, dude, this is the way you do it. You just take a little sampling of each. He wasn't eating every one of them, but it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen, a full tray of desserts.
Yeah. This is Raheemian Harris. That is Mark Grody. He's in for Layla today. And listen, Ben Johnson is an offensive genius. The playmaking has been there. The stumble bum play is just one of the many examples where this man just cooks stuff up and says, let's bring that to actual Sundays and see if it works.
Which actually appeared apparently on the Netflix quarterback show. The stumble bum was featured. I haven't seen it, but that's what I've been hearing.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's what David Hall told us.
This is Hall.
And so I'm listening to all these reports, including yours, about how Caleb Williams is looking. And I'm like, okay, this does not sound good at all, right? Like that's... If you haven't seen it with your own eyes, I got out there to practice on Saturday. I saw it with my own eyes. I was like, okay, he doesn't look great, but it's not like I can't see him taking a step. And what was interesting to me, Mark, in watching him, when they did the two-minute drill stuff, he looked like the Caleb Williams that I remembered with kind of that quarterback magic-y type edge that we saw in several late drives last year where, okay, I see why this guy was taken number one overall. This is the evidence right here. But I didn't see it necessarily in just regular old 7-on-7 and just the regular team drills. But I saw it when it was like push comes to shove. You've got 2 minutes to get down the field and get your team in a scoring position. This is what I was more familiar with. And so I'm wondering, well, how much grace should we give Caleb Williams as he's learning a brand new offense in just his second year in the NFL? And also, knowing how badly the management of his position was in year number one, when you talk about Matt Eberflus, when you talk about Shane Waldron, And so I'm reading Albert Breer kind of talking, reading about how he described it as awful, of course. But then Ben Johnson talked about what exactly it is that Caleb Williams is struggling against, and it made me go, oh, okay, this actually makes more sense. Listen to what Ben Johnson had to say Saturday before practice when talking about Caleb's interceptions in practice.
One of them was a bang-bang play. I thought our receiver could run the route just a little bit better to separate more. I think in hindsight, he should see how tight that coverage is and keep progressing. I think he can learn from that one. And then the second one that he had down there was really, we talk about on the back of the end zone, high back five throws. So if you're throwing those things, it's got to be us or nobody. And he kept it a little bit too low, and so TJ was able to pick that thing off. So once again, these are things that you learn from, and unfortunately, sometimes you have to do it a couple times to get burned by that hot stove before you realize, hey, I don't want to touch that anymore. We hit install 4 last night, and I think we got 12 going in, so it's healthy. We talk about avoid disaster. Things like that, unfortunately, happen occasionally. We want to minimize those. When we're inserting new protection schemes, those tend to happen. But the good news is when they do, our guys up front, they're learning from it. They're not allowing it to happen again. So what we want to see from Caleb is to not throw the ball away while we're in the pocket. We got to be smart with it. There are times we got to eat it and just go down. And then part of his superpower is he's going to be able to break some of these tackles. Even though we're calling him dead in practice with a sack, he's going to be able to escape and make something out of nothing. It's getting better. It's not where it needs to be, though. You know, I made a big deal last night. The center quarterback exchange, we've had at least one each day, and that's that high school hairy stuff that we got to get out of. And like you said, the procedure stuff as well, that's stuff we can clean up. The pre-snap penalties, that's what we want to eliminate. So we're not there, but like you said, I do feel it going down slowly. Each play's a little bit different, and that's the hard part for a guy like that that's been such a dynamic playmaker when things break down, is trying to scale them back just to a little degree to make sure we're taking care of the football and we're being smart for the benefit of the team. And so you talk about the sack number being high from a year ago and how we can bring that down. I think that's one way we can do that, is just looking to get that ball out of his hand a little bit quicker, whether it is a completion or a throwaway.
And so that's Ben Johnson talking about Caleb Williams' early camp struggles. And we listened to that, Mark, and you get the idea that Ben Johnson thinks this is, to a degree, normal, and that it's setting kind of a floor, and now you build up from that floor.
So I think that if I was to put together where we are right now with Caleb Williams, after what we've talked about on this show, after hearing that cut right there from Ben Johnson, I would say that Caleb Williams doesn't look good, but it's okay because it's early and it's a new head coach and it's a new play caller. Is that what it is? Is that where we are right now? Is that where Bears fans want to live? Like, it doesn't look good, but it's okay. I think that's a pretty nervous place to be, man. It just is. Here's what makes me nervous, because you're right. It is early. That is worth saying. It's not just a blow-off comment. It is true. It's a new installation that has to be brought into account for sure. But you mentioned, like, the there-it-is moments for Caleb Williams. There was always that last year during the camp. Even when he had those bad days, there was always, like, a throw or two where you're like, yeah, I haven't seen that this year. Like, in the midst of the Bears offense and Caleb Williams being disorganized, I haven't seen that to sort of balance out the struggles. So in other words, as a reporter watching it, without even bringing into the fact that it's early and that it's a new head coach, I am seeing a quarterback who doesn't look as good in training camp this year as he looked in training camp last year. So that's where the alarm goes off a little bit, even keeping in mind all of the logical things that Ben Johnson is saying, that you are saying, and that other national reporters might be saying who have the benefit of zooming out a little bit. That's where I get concerned. I'm just not seeing something different from last year yet. You know it. I know it. Everybody, the dog knows it. My cat knows it. We need to see something different from Caleb Williams at some point in time.
Here. All right. So going back to the Albert Breer article that he wrote about this, he said in here that a good portion of the roughness of for Caleb Williams is by design. Ben Johnson's Bears start practices with a wake-up period that's 11-on-11 with intentional pressure coming from the defense on every single snap. Part of the process the Bears are going through to accelerate two things with Williams. One is the amount he's doing what they call PSP, which is pre-snap procedure, which we've talked about. The other is the volume he's getting to see from the defense so he can apply more of the offense to what he's seeing from an opponent. The idea is to have him drinking from a fire hose in the spring and keep the load on him to start camp and then begin to narrow the offense down to what Johnson, the offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, and the staff think he actually does best. Getting there is just a process, and we'll have to take more in on it in the Monday takeaways, which this was written on Friday. So I understand what he's saying there. I liken this to like when you're an elementary school student, when I was in school, right? They had these tests that they gave you on the first day. They were impossible tests. Like you weren't going to do well as a second grader or a third grader on these tests. But what they did is to say, well, if you get a few right on this test, that means you're more advanced than what you should be. And they determined from those tests what they should be having you do, if you should be just in the regular class or in the accelerated class. And I would take these tests every year and I end up in the accelerated class. And I couldn't do everything in the test, but like all the math stuff, I'd just be like, yeah, this is easy. I think they're just giving him everything off the top and then they're scaling it back. And I'm okay with that. I'd rather do that than the alternative, which is like, here's the dumb version of everything. And then now when you get into the game is the first time you're seeing the worst of the worst. I'm much more comfortable with this version of the syllabus for Caleb Williams that we're seeing Ben Johnson offer him and then being able to scale back later and get the stuff that he does really, really well and make sure he can just do the stuff, more importantly, that Ben Johnson says you need to be able to do to run my offense, and then further tailoring the offense, because he told us he was going to tailor the playbook to him.
Mm-hmm. Quarterback-centric offense, to say the least.
And to understand that there are 12 installs. They are, I guess, through four, maybe five after today, with the pads on. There's a long way to go here.
Oh, yeah.
And so I can't get panicked, and I don't think anyone at home should get panicked right until we get to the point where, first of all, the install is complete, but second of all, he's had enough time to go through this is how things are done here under Ben Johnson and get comfortable.
Right.
And the main part that I go back to that day one press conference, I want us to get comfortable doing what? Being uncomfortable. And I think right now Caleb Williams is just in an uncomfortable spot. And the hope is that he gets comfortable. I'm not saying your worry is not
right
based on something that's true, which is he may never get comfortable. And at that point, we should address it. But I think after five camp practices, it's too early to be really worried about it.
I will say this. Let me try to define my concern a little better, because everybody likes the old scale of 1 to 10. Like, where's the concern?
Oh, where's the concern?
I'm self-imposing a 1 to 10 scale.
10
here
is the most concerned.
The most concerned. Right. Like, if last year I was at a, you know, terms of concern, maybe a 2. Like, I wasn't concerned about the overall picture, despite what happened last year, despite it being a very up and down season, to say the least, for Caleb Williams. And, well, for the Bears, it was just straight up bad.
How much of the 2 was based on the dysfunction you had to credit to the rest of everything?
That adds in there. But the biggest reason is because I know what this quarterback is capable of. I saw the special, bought into the special, going through all of his games in college, and bought into it, and I'm still buying into it. And no matter what happened last year, even if I thought he had a bad game, and there probably were more bad moments than good moments for Caleb Williams
last
year. No doubt. Individually, not, and a lot of it, his fault. You know, there's an easy blame with Shane Waldron and the coaching, but a lot of it was his fault. Even through all of that, I said, I know what I see with my eyes with this kid. I know what he is capable of doing. Now, having had poor practices so far to start this training camp in year two, keeping in mind that it's early, keeping in mind that it's a new head coach, the concern meter's maybe gone up a couple of points. It's gone from maybe a 2 to a 4. Maybe I'll just call it a 3 even. But the point is that it's gone up, that it is, because you didn't have to hit the ground running in training camp where everything is lights, camera, action, and we're seeing the offense outplay the defense every day. There just hasn't been a lot of signs of anything yet. So that's why my concern goes up a little bit. But I'm giving the 1 through 10 number, Marshall, because I want people to understand that we're not even at a 5 yet. I'm just saying that when I see it with my own eyes, that's what I see. So I go back to, if we got to put together all the opinions and everything that is written and said, whether factually or opinions, it doesn't look good, but it's okay because it's early and there's a new head coach. I think that's where we are, and I think that's where a lot of people are. So then that means what, we can't move from here? Like, we're just stuck there? I don't know.
No, that's Mark Grody. This is Raheemy and Harris. Mark is in for Layla. She's got the day off. She'll be back on Wednesday. We're talking about Caleb Williams and his struggles early on in camp under a new system and how much worry, concern, eyebrow raising you are having in response to what's happened so far in training camp. We're 5 practices and they had the day off on Sunday, but they were back at it in Pat's day. Luther Burden, the third, was out there for the first time, although he is clearly on a ramp up here. Colston Loveland, Braxton Jones, they are ramped up and out here doing things in the team portion of practice, 11-on-11s, everything. So that's a good sign for Caleb Williams and this offense. Drew Dahlman was at the podium after practice, speaking on a lot of different things, him getting used to his chemistry with Caleb, but he also talked about the new offensive installs. Hear what he had to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, as you're alluding to, it is a process, and I mean, you need hundreds and thousands of reps to be able to master things, and we're doing everything we can to chunk away, and we always focus on, is today better than yesterday, and do we understand it a little bit more than we did the last time we ran it, and hoping to have everything perfect right now is like going to distract us from the goal of just being a little bit better today than the last time we ran the play.
Perfectly reasonable answer from Drew Dahlman. They are early on in this process. They're just trying to get better every day. And then once we have a sizable chunk, we can evaluate if we've gotten to where we need to be. I think that's the take. Now, I did want to bring this up, Mark, because Dan Orlovsky talked over the weekend about Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. He's been tough on that pairing. He wasn't a believer necessarily when they made the hire of Ben Johnson, specifically with this quarterback. But here's what he had to say over the weekend about the time it will take for Caleb and Ben to build their relationship.
Thing is going to be talked about with Caleb Williams in this offense. Getting off of the first progression and moving on. That's the building in that timing, building in that rhythm. And then the placement of the throw. Again, being elite while you're playing within the rhythm of the pass game. And that's the hiccup that has always been Caleb's back at OU, then to USC, and then to his rookie year. And that's the challenge.
Is it fixable? Like, how do you fix that?
Of course it's fixable. But for Chicago fans, it is not going to happen in September. He has to erase a decade worth of playing a certain style of football and rebuild the habits. Okay. It is going to take, candidly, years. You know, Ben Johnson rocket shipped with Jared Goff. Jared Goff took 4 or 5 years of the NFL in building that footwork part of his game up. And so it's not like it's going to be impossible in October, November, December. It's just going to take time. And
he said it won't be done by September. Now, that's scary talk right there for Bears fans.
You got to admit, I didn't know that there was this many things that Caleb Williams would have to have undone. I'm sorry. I don't know if I agree. I'm not saying that Orlovsky is right by any means, but this is not the quarterback that was sold to the Chicago Bears, or that we were sold on, a guy that would have to undo. No. So if he's right, that scares me. And I'm not saying he's right. I don't know if he's right.
It also, if Dan Orlovsky is correct, it's more of an indictment on the process leading up to the draft in which Jaden Daniels wasn't looked at. He was not interviewed.
Yeah.
He was not perhaps scouted properly.
By the Bears?
Yes.
I actually don't have a problem with that. I don't, because I can't sit here and be a hypocrite. I was sold on Caleb Williams, and I know.
But that's not your job.
The Bears front office should know better than Mark Brody.
Yeah.
Yes, but I understood. Like, I do get why GMs and scouts looked at Caleb Williams at USC and said, there's nobody else that comes close to being that guy. So I get where you're coming from, and you won't be the only one who will bring that up. For sure, especially if things go sideways. But that is not, I will say this, that is not something that I will try to burn the Bears on. Not that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we have different views on that. We'll see how it plays out. Perhaps this is the year that Caleb Williams catches up with Jaden Daniels, maybe surpasses him in terms of production.
I hope so.
We'll find out together. Coming up next, we'll go back to baseball. Cody Decker, he's a former pro. He's also host of Bet for the Cycle. Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the BetMGM Network. But he's on Harrison Rahimi next here on 670 The Score.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Classes medium, premium, utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Cody Decker, ex-unprofessional professional baseball player.
The old men crew coming out, well, back in my day, I only made $750. Guess what? I only made $750, and it was 8 years ago. You played in the 70s, you moron.
Former major leaguer.
11-game win streaks don't just happen every few weeks. I mean, they went off, and it's not just that they had an 11-game win streak. They swept the Dodgers, and they're healthy. But if we're going to sit here and say they're going to beat out the Cubs, I'm not ready to say it yet.
Cody Decker on The Score.
You know the voice. Cody Decker, he's not just a former pro baseball player that you can find on the artist formerly known as Twitter, at Decker6. That's the number 6, by the way. But he's also host of Bet for the Cycle, Saturdays 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the BetMGM Network. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Cody, we're getting really close to the trade deadline, and not enough movement yet as far as the trade deadline goes. Are you surprised that we've got this many buyers / non-sellers at this point in the season?
No, I am not remotely surprised by it, because we kind of watched this happen last year. We watched it happen the year before that. But last year, I thought it was going to be the start of something different. I honestly thought the trade deadline, because of the expanded playoffs,
would turn into something along the lines of the NBA type of trade deadline, where you got GMs making irresponsible moves simply to stop other teams from making moves. And yes, that's not something that we're going to see a ton of outside of AJ Preller in San Diego, yet every single time AJ Preller makes one of these moves, it seems to work out really well and bother the living hell out of the Dodgers. So I'm slightly surprised, but also at the end of the day, how many sellers do we actually have? We still haven't even identified all the sellers. And with the news today about Emmanuel Clase and the Cleveland Guardians, dude, that's one less possible seller because they could have gotten a lot for Emmanuel Clase.
And you mentioned Emmanuel Clase. The big news there, Jeff Passan reporting that he has been disqualified for the time being. He's going to not be playing baseball for a while as they try to figure out what to do with him involved in that sports gambling investigation, the second of the Cleveland Guardians to be on that list, joining Luis Ortiz. The non-disciplinary paid leave list, that's what MLB has placed him on because of his alleged involvement in what's really something that I think we're starting to learn is going to be an issue for all sports going forward. I'm kind of surprised, Cody, this hasn't become more of an issue more often with all the sports, not just baseball.
That we know of yet. Keep in mind, the advent of legal sports gambling is only a few years old. Here's the thing. The reason why they're even looking at him, the reason they flagged him, was because of certain pitches, about 11 pitches to start at bats this year that were completely non-competitive. For a guy that's been the best closer in baseball for years and years and years, all of a sudden he's out there getting literally digitally flagged by gambling apps because of this. This is a real big problem, and quite frankly, if Major League Baseball doesn't get to the bottom of it really fast, this turns into a much seismic problem. And when I'm talking about a seismic problem, I'm talking about a seismic problem for all of sports. Because if you think baseball's the only culprit, right, we've just watched already two NBA players get banned for life, and not to mention other people that are getting investigated. So if this turns out to be a massive, gigantic RICO case, make no mistake, every single sport will be involved.
Man, I mean, at least they're getting these guys that are doing it, because this is a nightmare for a lot of people who are involved in, right? I mean, for people who, and I know that, you know, you talk about it too on the radio, on the pod, about gambling. Everybody's into it. So this is kind of a crucial moment. But Cody, the Cubs play the Brewers tonight. Both teams are 62-43, tied for the best record in the National League. Matt Boyd against Jacob Mizrowski. Two questions for you. Which one of these teams is better, and which pitcher would you like to have going tonight, Matthew Boyd or Jacob Mizrowski?
Here's the problem. I wouldn't be mad about either of those guys going, but if I had to make the choice... Come on, I'm sorry, Chicago. This Mizrowski is ridiculous. I mean, that is just absurd what that kid is doing. And I did fully agree that he should not have been an All-Star. He had 5 starts in the Major League Baseball. Make no mistakes, that doesn't mean he's not great. He's incredible and will be an All-Star probably perennially for years to come. You're asking me who's better? On paper, it's the Chicago Cubs. The problem is these Milwaukee Brewers somehow never go away. It drives me absolutely insane. And I always point the finger at Pat Murphy all the time, because Pat Murphy is a guy that I played for 3 years, including some of my big league time. He knows how to get a lot out of people, especially low-level guys, young players. He can really get in the ear of them, make them believe things that they didn't even believe themselves. So he has got the right organization and the right team for him and his style of managing. And you watch it year in, year out. The Brewers, despite not having any championship success, this is a team that constantly subtracts, yet somehow gets better year in, year. It's the most mind-boggling, insane thing I've ever watched.
I know.
I mean, they get rid of Corbin Burns, they get better. They lose Brandon Woodruff for 2 years, they get better. Uh-huh. They trade away their lefty closer over there to the Padres. They just promote Devin Williams, who was even better. Then they trade him away, and he falls to pieces in New York. I don't know how they keep doing it, but they can't keep getting away with this. Cubs, for the love of God,
man,
beat them.
Willie Adames is gone. Willie Adames was that's where I got cocky this year,
you
Cody.
You did get cocky.
Early this year, I was like, oh, Adames is gone, who was basically a blossoming Cubs killer. Once he signed with San Francisco, Cody, that's where I hit my boy. I'm like, it's over. The Cubs have a clear path to the division, and here I am sitting here very, very wrong.
Oh, year in, year out. Now, make no mistake, I still think the Cubs are a better team, but it all comes with a caveat, man. What's going to happen by Thursday? Because the Cubs need pitching help. By the way, don't worry. The Cubs are in the same boat as everybody else in Major League Baseball. Everybody needs pitching help, period, stop. But make no mistake, Emmanuel Clase being taken off the board is a big deal because the Cubs definitely could have used an Emmanuel Clase. So perhaps they take a look over at Pittsburgh at Bednar. Does Pittsburgh trade within the division? Do they look over at the Minnesota Twins? Are the Twins even sellers right now? The question is, we still haven't officially identified all the sellers, and we only have 3 days left.
It's crazy as we're talking to Cody Decker, former pro baseball player and the host of Bet for the Cycle, Saturdays 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the BetMGM network. It's crazy, Cody, because I look at these series that are taking place Monday through Wednesday this week, and you're wondering, all right, are some of these teams going to be non-sellers because of how they fare in these series? Like, it's interesting because the Marlins have the Cardinals, right? If the Cardinals sweep the Marlins or vice versa, either of those teams could be like, oh, you know, we like kind of where we are right now. We're going to hang around. We've seen what Texas has been able to do. They could put the Angels out of their misery, or the reverse could happen after the Rangers would kind of jump back into the AL wild card race. Then you've got the Rays and the Yankees. You've got so much going on right now with these teams who have not given up yet, could literally go from non-sellers to buyers, even depending on how things go over the next 3 days. It's wild. It's crazy. What do you think the Cubs should be prioritizing right now in terms of a name that they should be focused on? I wanted them to get Lugo, but you see how that worked out for the Kansas City Royals.
Yep. At this point, what names are available? The truth is, it's not a ton of names. Maybe a Brad Keller, maybe a Eric Bednar, as I mentioned earlier on. The Marlins should be sellers, yet I don't think they're even looking to sell right now. The Cardinals should be sellers. I'm not positive they're looking to sell, which is kind of weird to me because I do think there's a difference in the dichotomy between the American League and the National League. You mentioned the Texas Rangers. They're currently holding on and tied for that third wild card spot with the Mariners. And frankly, both of these teams have to be buyers. Now, the Texas Rangers got some of the best pitching in baseball, as do the Mariners. Both can use offensive help. Mariners could definitely use a reunion with like Eugenio Suarez now that the Yankees went ahead and got their hands on Ryan McMahon. But are the Yankees officially out on Eugenio Suarez now, knowing that they got Aaron Judge no longer playing the field with an elbow injury and will only be used as a DH going forward? Do we trust Giancarlo Stanton out there? Is Eugenio Suarez even a piece you can put in that scenario? There are so many question marks taking place throughout the league. And frankly, if I'm in the National League and I am not in this wild card hunt, and I'm talking about basically everyone beneath the Cincinnati Reds, I feel like they should all be sellers right now because the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to sell. The St. Louis Cardinals should sell. I don't know why they would stand pat. At the end of the day, this is going to come down to the Dodgers, Cubs, Phillies, and maybe the Mets. And at the end of the day, it's going to be about who's going to beat the Dodgers in October.
It always is, man, no matter what, like, because I hear people say, oh, they're not quite what we expected the Dodgers to be, and I can't
They're injured.
They're injured, and they're still the damn Dodgers, and they still have by far the best players. Yeah, it's pretty easy to still pick them, isn't it? Unfortunately. Yeah,
it is. It really is. I mean, make no mistake, the Dodgers, who are having a down year, I'm using serious air quotes about their down year, because they have the second best record in Major League Baseball, and they constantly go on tears where they get the best record again until they lose five in a row and then even itself out. This is a team that's sitting with 17 pitchers on the IL. No, not players, pitchers 17. On the IL, and eight of them are All-stars, five of them are Hall of Famers, and six of them are making $100+ million.
I tried to tell people, this was about a month ago, plus 375. Cal Raleigh, American League MVP. People laughed at me. They scoffed at me. I said, all it takes is one cold spell or an Aaron Judge injury, and this is going to be easy money. Nobody listened. Would you say Cal Raleigh's in the driver's seat now?
I wouldn't say he's in the driver's seat, but he is a whoa. He is the really high passenger on one of those cars that are on the side of an old-timey motorcycle. He's right there. He's right there. Because here's the deal, dude. Like, at the end of the day, there's something that everybody's not taking into account, and I really think they should take into account. And this is not a knock on Aaron Judge's defense. His defense is spectacular. But now he's going to DH the rest of this season. Cal Raleigh is a catcher doing this. Just yesterday, Cal Raleigh tied the all-time record for most home runs in a season by a catcher who's a switch hitter. He's going to break the single-season catching home run record. There are Hall of Famers on that list he's going to pass. There's Mike Piazza he's going to pass. He's going to pass Salvi, who just reset the record a couple of years ago, who you can make the argument Salvi might be a Hall of Famer in a few years. Maybe not first ballot, but might be a Hall of Famer. Guys, This guy is the truth. He is hammering baseballs from both sides of the plate, and he's a catcher. Make no mistake. There are writers that are smart enough to know what catching position does to the human body, and what he's doing right now offensively while catching that staff and leading them potentially to a playoff spot. Dude, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to give him my vote. I don't have one, but I would give him my vote.
All right, that's a smart play for you. Not just a catcher, by the way, also a Gold Glove catcher. So that tells you where he is on the list. So Kyle Raleigh's getting the job done. Cody, we appreciate it as always, you stopping by. We'll see where some of these names end up and if they move at all between now and Thursday.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you appreciating me.
And if you didn't see Cody on Twitch, he had a big monitor. It said Big Deck Energy.
I'm jacked.
You brought it, man.
Yeah,
you brought it.
I like it.
Like you do.
That was Cody Decker, host of Bet for the Cycle, Saturdays 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the Bet MGM Network. When we come back, we mentioned yesterday was a big day. Hall of Fame inductions taking place. Some of those people who were inducted were not around to receive the celebration. Others were, including Ichiro Suzuki. This man was hilarious in the mic, and I told y'all he knows English. He just rather not speak it because it means he can avoid conversations. He was avoiding none of the smoke yesterday. We'll talk about that and more when Raheem and Harris, the Mark Grody in for Layla, returns on 670 The Score.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Class is medium, premium, utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered.
You're listening to Raheem and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I like this music. That is the difference between me and you. Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, hanging out. Raheem and Harris.
Except you like the rain.
670 The Score. Yeah, both Mark and I like the rain. Hey, that's why.
Shaquille O'Neal once said, "Can't stop the rain." Remember that song? Can't stop the R-E-I-G-N. Can't stop the rain. The rain of Shaq. Raining over. Can't stop the rain.
Not to be confused with, do you want me to shoot it? No. Do you want me to pass? No. Do you want me to slam? Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Oh, is this Can't Stop the Rain? Oh. Wow. This is so nice. It's so much better than me singing it.
This is so
Can't
ridiculous.
Stop the Rain.
Okay, listen.
We're going to hear him sing?
We're good on that.
No.
Can't Stop the Rain.
Ichiro Suzuki.
Mark Rotay.
So, famously.
I can't stop the rain. You're getting old, too.
The line on Ichiro Suzuki is he, along with Dick Allen. Shout out to Dick Allen.
He's got Marshall holding up the Dick Allen tee today.
Yeah, if you're on Twitch, you can see that. Also, shout out to the Twitch mob.
Those classic big, big glasses on Dick Allen with the red cap from the
70s. The legend Dick Allen.
Yeah.
Dave Parker.
Parker?
Billy Wagner, which you can break my right arm and have me throw left and throw 100 miles per hour. That's cool.
I'd forgotten about that, or I just didn't know.
Yeah, that's what happened to him as a kid when he was 6 years old, and he's like a right-handed guy throwing triple digits with his left and going to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Magic, almost.
And then who am I missing? Oh, the lefty who struck out 3,000 guys.
Oh, my God, CC Sabathia. Did we know at the had you and I remembered, even in our conversations off the air, that CC was going in this year?
No, I don't think we did. And then I saw it like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, oh, he's going in this year. Because I was like, I can't believe he's not a Hall of Famer. Oh, that's why, because he's going in this year. This is the year that he's going in.
Well, we botched that off-air conversation.
So CC Sabathia is a member of the Hall of Fame. But Ichiro, famously throughout his career, would not do interviews because he didn't speak English, or so the story went. But he spoke perfectly fine English the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time. Here's the stat about Ichiro. If you look at all the people with 3,000 hits in Major League Baseball history, and they'll tell you, at age 26, how many hits do they have? And it's like, so a lot of people had like 1,000 or around 1,000 hits on their way to a 3,000 hit career.
Yeah,
Ichiro had none. And he still got 3,000 hits.
That is pretty amazing when you put it like that.
And so Ichiro is a legend, but he also knows English. How do I know? Because he got up there for his Hall of Fame speech and he was out here having a good time in English. Here's what he had to say about what he learned from baseball.
Baseball taught me what it means to be a professional. And I believe that is the main reason I am here today. Not because my skills are better than others. 3,000 hits or 262 hits in one season are achievements recognized by the writers. Well, all but one view.
Maybe it was hot.
And by the way, the offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired.
Why?
It's the way he hits you with the expired.
Expired.
His comedic timing. It's like the man. He's probably known English his whole life. Like, come on, man.
Oh, the greatest ruse of baseball players ever pulled off.
Like, imagine if it was Haw, though. Haw is the Haw one.
Can you remember hearing any Ichiro interviews?
No!
Exactly!
No!
Well, he did one with Bob Costas.
Oh, yeah, he did.
There's that one.
Oh, he did. Costas. Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times guys are not, when English is their second language, maybe they're a little afraid to misspeak.
Well, yeah, and
cause it.
No, but even when he was playing, Ray, we had people telling us his teammates would say, "Oh no, he knows English just fine."
Hey, man, it's a great scam. If you could have an interpreter and you were a professional athlete, wouldn't you do that? I'd be like, "Yeah, you know what? I better let this guy talk for me because those guys don't want to talk. Nobody wants to talk."
Unless you're Otani, then maybe you just skip the interpreter.
Oh yeah, that's
probably a good idea to stay safe. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Are we all just talking in this now?
Yeah, you are.
Nando has the upper hand now.
So Ichiro wasn't done, right? He also gives a shout out to one baseball team that he ended up playing with, and apparently he just had shade on his mind.
And to the Miami Marlins, I appreciate David Sampson and Mike Hill for coming today. Honestly, when you guys called to offer me a contract for 2015, I have never heard of your team.
He's just doing a roast, right?
Shots, yeah.
It's just a roast. Right? He'd heard of them, right? It's just a roast.
Usually, on your big day, they come to roast you and honor you. But he was like, I'm going to get these shots off at this mic.
I got shtick. I mean, that does wear a little shallow, being that the Marlins as a franchise do have two World Series titles.
How many do the Mariners have again?
Exactly. Zero?
That would be a goose egg.
Zero. So even in that great Lou Piniella 115-win season or whatever it was, they couldn't get a World Series. So I don't know. I appreciate the delivery and the roast because I love a good roast. But that, I don't know. That's a little iffy.
Well, he brings up a good point. Like, as of right now, and we talked about this in the pre-show meeting, as of right now, what MLB team is the most insignificant or the team that just, like, is the most forgettable?
Athletics. Next question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would say them or the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
The Colorado Rockies are a joke.
The Rocks are a joke. There's no doubt. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's
any. It
might
be the Rocks.
It depends on market, too, because you could say the White Sox, but they're in Chicago. Like,
yeah.
People are aware of the White Sox.
The difference is Athletics and the Marlins have World Series titles. The Rocks do not. So there's that. Okay. Ichiro not done. This is the last one.
Oh, good, good.
Here's Ichiro and being a rookie as he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame because now he's a rookie Hall of Famer.
I realize I'm a rookie again. Thank you for welcoming me so warmly into your great team.
Clap here.
I hope I can uphold the values of the Hall of Fame. But please, I am 51 years old now, so
getting older too.
Easy on the hazing.
Ichiro just got here for a good time, man.
I love it. I love it. Because nobody would have expected any of that. Him with the pronounced English and with the jokes. I love it. I love it. Good stuff, Marshall. Thank you.
So Ichiro, he gets an induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame. You, if you're caller 6 to the Score contest line, you can get a little something too.
What?
312-540-0670. If you call and you're number 6, you will win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in River North on Wednesday, August 6th, featuring maybe a future Hall of Famer, special guest Matt Shaw, and hosted by maybe a future Hall of Famer.
Eugenio Suarez?
Matt Spiegel.
No. Spiegs. He's not in the Hall of Fame yet?
He might be in the Hall of Fame.
He is, actually. No.
Okay.
No, he was just honored last year at some baseball thing.
I don't know. Okay, so I wasn't going to put it out there like you are right now.
No.
Baseball After Dark is presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire, join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. Again, that's caller 6 right now, 312-540-0670. You know what? Grody, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Kicking me out of here? What's up?
Well, we have to share the studio space.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. I thought you were sending me into the swamp of humidity that is Chicago.
No, no,
right
no. We can embrace that together if you want. Or do you
Better
need your quiet
rain.
Time?
I have to record the podcast.
Okay.
Today.
So no.
Sorry,
no walk
man.
With Grody.
If
today.
You want to wait, I mean, it'll be, you know.
Nah, bruh.
Okay.
Nah.
Nah.
I love you, but nah.
I get it.
So
get it.
We'll be back with Transition. It's Spiegel and Holmes joining us here in studio on the other side. It's Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score, the Odyssey app, and the iHeartRadio app as well.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did the largest panoramic display in its class help the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus to be named Motor Trend's 2025 SUV of the year? Maybe. Maybe it's because the Lincoln Nautilus offers both a gas and an available hybrid powertrain. Perhaps it's the new Lincoln Digital Experience, available 28-speaker sound system, or second-row legroom that is among the most in its class. Maybe it's a bit of everything. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln. The power of sanctuary. Class is medium, premium utility. Motor Trend 2025 SUV of the Year is a registered trademark of Motor Trend Group, LLC. All rights reserved.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.